Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Eagles, dictating an endoscopy report on Eduardo Solorzano Rios, date of birth 10/13/1994, date of service is February 22nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Eagles, referring physicians, Dr. Zachary Schmidt. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Indication is ulcerative colitis, common diarrhea, common blood, bright red blood per rectum. Description procedure from consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. While listening to the patient, period, the patient is brought to the endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period, a digital rectal exam is done. Period. Oral lubricated lips, video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peninsular orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of the Holt's. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, base, and colon. Hepatic pressure, transform, spinal pressure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period. A retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Boston bowel prep score was poor and graded as a 5, 1-2-2. Period. Patients had procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score 5, 1-2-2. Graded as a poor prep. Next line. Within the constraints of the poor prep, there was no evidence of any polyps noted throughout the colon. Next line, random biopsies were obtained in the terminal ileum, comma, cecum, comma, ascending colon, comma, proximal transverse colon, comma, distal transverse colon, comma, descending colon, comma, sigmoid colon, comma, rectum, to evaluate, given the ulcerative colitis. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, overall, at the appendiceal orifice and a portion of the cecum, there was evidence of Mayo 1-2 disease. With evidence of marked erythema, comma, absent vascular pattern and friability, and some erosions noted. Next line, in the left side of the colon, from the anal verge to 30 centimeters, there was evidence of Mayo 3 disease with spontaneous bleeding, and ulcerations and significant erythema with friability noted. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. At follow-up visit, would recommend discussing biologic therapy given Mayo 3 disease in the left colon. Next line. Follow-up in office previously scheduled. Next line. We'll need repeat colonoscopy in 6 months once therapy is agreed upon. Next line. Thank you.
Oh, I see. 3 a.m. For a gal who's in the